We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes. Donkey of the Day
goes to CNN's chief legal analyst, Jeff Toobin. Jeff Toobin is also a renowned reporter for The New Yorker. Jeff Toobin is 60 years old, and he's been suspended by The New Yorker, and he's asked for some time off from CNN after doing this. Let's go to Fox News with Sean Hannity for the report, please.
An unsettling incident involving CNN's chief legal analyst now off the air for allegedly pleasuring himself on a Zoom video call. Jeffrey Toobin, who's also a staff writer for The New Yorker, was suspended by the magazine for masturbating during the call last week with other New Yorker employees and WNYC radio staff watching, according to Vice News, which reports the incident came during a drill for election coverage. Vice says when the groups returned from their breakout rooms, Toobin lowered the camera. The people on the call said they could see Toobin touching himself. Toobin then left the call. Moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had been able to see. New Yorker magazine told Fox News Jeffrey Toobin has been suspended while we investigate the matter. And in a statement to Motherboard, Toobin said, quote, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom.
I blame Zoom calls, bro. Zoom calls are mentally and emotionally exhausting. Zoom calls are stressful as hell, and scratching Yoda behind the ears, tossing a little egg salad, lowers blood pressure in stressful situations. Now, I'm not making any excuses for Jeff Toobin. What he did was unprofessional and totally out of line. But one out of five Americans has an anger management problem. And Zoom calls make us all angry. Okay, I have to do things to mentally, emotionally prepare myself for Zoom calls. Now, personally, I would have seasoned my meatloaf before I got on the Zoom, but not on the Zoom. Okay, like I don't have a problem giving myself a helping hand. Okay, you have to discover your own potential at times, but not on a business Zoom call. Okay, I don't think any of us, male or female, can dispute the relaxing effects of turning on the sprinklers. Okay, sometimes you got to find those clues with Fred and Daphne and make Scooby do what it do. Okay, listen to me. Masturbation fights depression. All right, back-to-back Zoom calls are depressing. Sometimes you gotta box the one-eyed champ to release that dopamine, to have the energy and strength to make it through a Zoom call. But Jeff, not like this, okay? You can't have a menage a moi on the Zoom, all right? Jeff, I have no problem with you making Pearl Jam, but it's a time and a place for everything, okay? And the Zoom on a business call is not the place. And why does your name, your last name, why does your last name sound like a euphemism for masturbation? Toobin? Toobin sounds like something you would use to describe shaking hands with the milkman on the Zoom. And I'm sure during this pandemic, when people had to socially distance from their cut buddies, all those summer flings that didn't happen, you were away from your side chicks, I'm sure they were replaced with people playing 5-on-1 for some warm custard. But what do you call that? Okay, what do you call masturbation on the Zoom? The answer is Jeff's last name, Tubin. Okay, masturbating on Zoom calls should absolutely be called Tubin from here on out. All right, Tubin you meet on Zoom. Okay, Tubin the purple-headed yogurt slinger on Zoom. Okay, Tubin the mayonnaise river on Zoom. Tubin the hand puppet on Zoom. Listen, a lot of y'all judging Jeff for Tubin on Zoom, but you too have met the goop man at midnight on Zoom. All right, just not during a business call. All right. Now, back in November of 2019, Jeff Tubin was reacting to a New York Times report that Trump was briefed on the whistleblower complaint before releasing military aid to Ukraine. And Jeff's reaction to Trump is our reaction currently to him now.
He got caught.
Simple. Yes, he did get caught. Tubin for tartar sauce on Zoom. Please give Jeff Tubin the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Now, let the record show, Angela Yee, because you're not in studio. Somebody in this room, all right? Mind you, it's 5 men in here. Somebody in this room earlier.
That's like a party for you.
Earlier said, what's wrong with that? When I was discussing this story.
Whoa.
When I was just throwing it
Who
around
said
the
that?
Room. I'm not.
That person didn't
Which
say,
person?
What's wrong with that?
What did he say?
He says, the suspension might be a little too far. Now, let me explain why.
I hear that part.
Let me explain why.
All I so heard was, what's wrong with that?
Because he
you're
did.
You're explaining
he,
for this person?
I'm just saying, because how do we know it wasn't on accident? He took a break from his Zoom call. He didn't know the camera was on. It's not like he was stroking his one-eyed monster live for people on Zoom saying, watch this, watch this, watch this. He might have paused it, or he might have thought he was off for a second because he probably closed his laptop a little bit and said, hey, let me handle the one-eyed monster, then I get back
There's
to this meeting.
There's absolutely no reason to be tubing for tartar sauce on a business Zoom call. Mm.
We also don't know if he did it on purpose or by accident.
How do you not
Only he knows that.
On purpose?
Only he knows that.
How do you,
for people to see.
First of all, what do you mean? When you say not on purpose, you mean masturbating?
No, I mean for people to see. He might have done that. You know, some people are exhibitionists. Some people get turned on by people watching them.
But let's say it was an accident. Let's say he really just thought he was, pushing the camera away from his junk and wanted to get a little one-eyed monster going before the next Zoom call.
Can you stop saying one-eyed monster?
What do you want me to call it? He was buffing the vampire slayer, bro.
You can't.
Okay, it's a penis.
You can't.
You can say penis.
I can't say buffing the vampire.
Penis sounds way better.
But you can't.
Sounds way better.
You can stroke the one eyed man.
He was shuffling his iPod. Our producer just came in here to wrap up. The moral of the story is this, though. I think that this has been a common occurrence during the pandemic. I think it's a lot more people who have been, scrangling.
Zoom accidents?
Yeah, strangling their cyclops on Zoom. We're going to call it tubing from now on. I think it's a lot of tubing going on.
All right, we got more coming up next. We're the Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.